Hello, and welcome to Wrestlespective Radio. I'm Jason Mann, and with me today, Josh, the Lariat Hatchet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Lariat, nice.
Got a match named after you. Not a match, a move. Wrestling hold.
Next, I would like to be called Josh the Luthes Press Hatchet.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how that works out.
Okay.
Today, we're talking about... We're in number four, chapter four, whatever it is, of the main event project, and it is AWA World Champion Rick Martel taking on Stan the Lariat Hansen. Also shares your nickname.
Yes.
In the first Super Clash of the AWA, took place September 28th, 1985, in Chicago, Illinois, Comiskey Park, home of the... my favorite baseball team, the White Sox.
Yes, there you go.
And it drew 21,000 people, which pretty good crowd, obviously.
Yeah. Very good.
Although in a baseball stadium, it sort of looks a little sparse.
Yes.
That's always the problem with those baseball shows.
Yeah.
And this match, it's really more of an angle than a match. I mean, they do basically, yeah. It's like a two-minute match.
Yeah.
But really, it's just a wild brawl of abandon.
Yes, this and it looks so much cooler on a baseball field when they do this. So.
Yeah, the baseball field really actually worked very well with this. Little history on this is Martel had been AWA champion since May of '84. He had beaten Jumbo Tsuruta for the championship, who had beaten Nick Bockwinkel, who had been the longtime AWA champion. So Martel was kind of, you know, the fresh young baby face who had, and he'd been champion at this point for more than a year. And, you know, I actually, you know, Rick Martel's actually was one of my favorite wrestlers as a kid, although this was
late.
Yeah. I got into Martel during the days of Strikeforce.
Okay.
And so at that time I knew none of this, that he'd been a world champion in the AWA mm-hmm. or anything like that. But I always thought he was just such a tremendous baby face in his facial expressions, his comebacks, his energy. I mean, he was just really, really good. And I, mm-hmm. you know, in thought of him, you know, as like a guy who potentially could be a champion, you know, just as obviously being young, you know, my perspective was different than is now, you know, think his promos were a week on the weaker side. He also had a French Canadian accent, which would hurt him with some Americans.
Yes, for sure.
But, you know, as far as look went and wrestling ability went, I mean, he was excellent.
Yeah.
And I would like to actually see more of his AWA reign. I haven't really seen too many matches. It's one thing I definitely need to explore, but, he and Stan Hansen was, you know, a legend in Japan, you know, in fact, worked in, you know, I believe All Japan for a long time. In fact, his commitment, he was more of an All Japan wrestler coming to the United States than a, you know, United States wrestler going to All Japan. So it kind of interesting politics that, you know, that happened later in this. But let's talk about the match first, and then we'll get into that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The you know, Hansen definitely coming out like a wild man, you know, immediately with Martel already in the ring. Hansen tosses in a chair, and then they start brawling with Hansen, his cowboy gear still on. And Martel reverses a whip into the corner, but then runs into a boot. And Hansen tosses him out of the ring, and then they brawl into the crowd. Hansen dropping chairs onto Martel. And then Martel making a comeback, showing good fire, of mm-hmm. course, as Martel was wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then tossing him shoulder first into the post. And then Martel attacks him with a chair. And then back in the ring, Hansen catches Martel coming in and then body slams him. Drops him with an elbow, finally taking his jacket off. And then, and we're already 2:45 into this, the ring intros actually begin. They actually go through with the, I think they just go through with them a little bit, but then the brawl continues in the ring, the bell rings, and then Martel punches him in the corner, slams his head into the turnbuckle. So, finally, the match at this point has begun. And it's already, you know, the really good intensity, really good fire, you know.
Great energy.
Yeah.
These guys are, you know, getting after it
you know,
from the outset. Yeah.
And Hansen has a reputation as being just, you know, tremendous brawler, tremendous wrestler. I need to see more of Stan Hansen. There's a lot of professional wrestlers I need to see more of. These are definitely two of them. And then Hansen with an Irish whip, but then Martel turns into a sunset flip for two.
Yeah, great move there.
Yeah, and then Hansen boots Martel, chops him in the corner, but then he misses a charge, and then Martel gives him a body slam. And then they roll around on the ground, kind of do a ground and pound thing, I guess you could call that.
Yeah.
And they head outside, and Hansen runs Martel shoulder first into the post, then hits it with a chair, and then hits another chair shot, and then Martel avoids another chair shot and gets a few in of his own, which are pretty light by later standards, but that's fine.
Yeah.
The ref calls for DQ at this point because chairs, of course, are illegal. And then Hansen grabs a cowbell, hits Martel, and ties him around the neck, and they head through the infield and brawl some more. And the crowd's going pretty crazy at this point as fans are standing around the action. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of fans in the stands, but there's also, you know, some ringside seats, essentially,
which are
all kind of set up on, like, cardboard, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, and it was great because the fans could just run around in the infield, like, following the brawl as it, you know, wherever it went. I mean,
right.
These fans were just, like, running around, following the action. Yeah. It was pretty funny to see.
Yeah, security definitely was trying chaos. to keep them away and everything. Yeah, really good memorable frenzy at this point. Martel's wrapped in the bull rope, and then he kind of punches out of it. And then Martel hits him with a body slam, and then they head toward the dugout and fight out there. And I really like the way the point of view shot of, where the camera's trying to catch up with them, and then it ends up, like, looking through the foul ball net as they're, like, heading down into the dugouts. And then Wally Carbo and Vern Gagne are trying to separate them, and eventually the camera just sort of loses them. And, you know, at this point it's a double disqualification, the official bell time of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And the whole thing lasted about 6-7 minutes. And, yeah, like I said, more of an angle than a match. But, you know, really, yeah, fun, you know, brawl, you know, good intensity and
Perfect for the park and the crowd and everything. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it came off brilliantly. You know, with how it turned out, it was awesome.
Yeah, and you know, this Superclash show was kind of a. I mean, definitely they were answering the challenge that, you know, WWF was presenting in '85. You know, where they had WrestleMania and so forth. And I mean, this is really a loaded show. I mean, you've got. Yeah. You know, Sergeant Slaughter against Boris Zukov. Mil Máscaras is on the show. You've got Jumbo Tsuruta, Giant Baba, and Tenryu against Harley Race and Bill and Scott Irwin, but the other four being major stars. Sherry Martel's on the show. Kerry Von Erich, the world class champ, and Road Warriors beating the Freebirds. You got the midget champ of Little Tokyo against Little Mr. T. Jerry Blackwell and Kamala, the different Steve Regal, not the Steve Regal that or William Regal that we know.
Yes.
And then the main matches were a tag match of Greg Gagne, Scott Hall, and Kurt Hennig against Ray Stevens, Nick Bockwinkel, and Larry Zbyszko. Sort of the young versus the old. I guess Zbyszko was still fairly young, but some Russian, you know, Crusher Khrushchev and Ivan and Nikita Koloff against the Crusher, Dick the Bruiser, and Baron Von Raschke. And Ric Flair against Magnum TA. And then the main event being Martel and Stan Hansen.
That's 13 matches and loaded card.
Loaded card, yeah. I mean, you know, working the AWA, working with the, you know, NWA, you know, Mid-Atlantic territory, also, I guess, working with World Class a little bit. So, you know, I'm not sure, you know, in late 84, 85, they had the NWA promoters and Gagne kind of get together and do that Pro Wrestling USA thing as a challenge to Vince. So I assume this was sort of, you know, vestiges of that, or maybe just, you know, Vern, even though the AWA was separate from the NWA, he maintained a lot of connections with the NWA promoters. You know, he was involved in St. Louis and different things. So even though he was separate, he basically kept to himself for the most part. He did sort of invade some of the dying NWA territories in California in later years, but basically was those were kind of misfits in the NWA in general. So I guess that kind of looked the other way when he did that. But so yeah, interesting. You know, and obviously it was a very successful show, and it didn't really make a difference in the the war with the WWF, but. I mean, it showed that AWA was still, you know, going pretty strong in 84 and 85 and even in 86. But one of the big things that hurt them in 86, which was Martel lost the belt to Hansen eventually at the end of 85. In fact, December 29th, 1985 in East Rutherford, New Jersey. So Hansen becoming the champion and just sort of an interesting guy to build around. He was a big heavyweight Texan, didn't really seem to fit into, you know, kind of AWA champions were very much more of the technical mold of, you know, but I don't know if it was meant for something different as far as just, you know, hoping he would spark business or whether it was, you know, I don't really know the mentality there, but Hansen having wrestling so much in Japan, those commitments kept him away from the AWA, I guess. And then eventually they wanted him to, Hansen to drop the title, and he refused because he, you know, was I don't know the exact reason, but basically he ended up no showing a card in Denver in June of 86, and then the belt was awarded to Bockwinkel, but Hansen refused to give back the belt, so he took it and defended it in All Japan in July of 86, and then the story goes, and I do not know the veracity of the story, but I've heard it from several sources where Hansen took the belt, or at least when the belt was finally delivered to the AWA, it was in a condition that it appeared that it had been run over several times by a vehicle. So they had to make a new belt.
Yes.
So maybe going to Stan Hansen as champion did not really go so well for them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it turned out for the greatest.
No. So I think Hansen had a reputation of being maybe a little difficult to deal with as well, and all that. So,
I definitely get that impression from just his brawling style.
Yes.
And cowboy get up and all that.
Yeah, he was definitely definitely an individual in wrestling, but you know, had a great career, in particularly in Japan, was, you know, one of the biggest American stars in Japan in the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, great, you know, as far as this match, I mean, it's, you know, it's very short, so it's worth watching. You're not going to get bored by it. Interesting historical footnotes, and good stuff. Makes me definitely want to see more, Martel and Hansen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Cool. Well, you can, check us out on WrestleSpective, .com or wrestlespective.podbean.com, and we've got plenty of match reviews and interesting commentary and analysis about the great world of professional wrestling. And also find us on twitter.com/wrestlespective. Always great to hear from people, and if you have any feedback you want to give us, or just want to say hello, always glad to hear it there. Or facebook.com/wrestlespective, also great way to get a hold of us, or you can drop us an email, wrestlespective@gmail.com. So any of those places are great ways to get a hold of us, and we always love to get feedback. And thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you again later.